The reading is taken from Kings 1, chapter 10, verses 1 to 9. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relation to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. When the queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom and the palace he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, his cupbearers, and the burnt offerings he had made in the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true. But I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. How happy your men must be, how happy your officials, who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Be seated for our gospel reading.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they return to their country by another route. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord. So first of all, I want to ask you, ask a question to everyone actually. Which of you have played Where's Wally before? Put your hand up if you've ever played a bit of Where's Wally, or if you're from over the pond, maybe you know him as Waldo instead of Wally. And can you tell me, what do you do when you play Where's Wally? What are you trying to do? Try and find Wally. Yeah, you're wearing actually quite a Where's Wally t-shirt today. Come dressed as Where's Wally. Wonderful. You're looking for him, aren't you? And what's normally in the picture? Absolutely. Lots of different red and white things. But lots of things that look like they might be Wally, but actually they're not. And you have to try and work out which is the real Wally in amidst all these red and white things. So quite a few Christmas ones you'll see, and there are lots of Santa outfits, lots of red and white. And you're trying to find Wally in the midst of it. Well, our two readings today both from 1 Kings and from Matthew's Gospel, are a bit like that. Because in both of them, people come and they're looking for a king. Now, in the readings, there are places and people who could be the king that they're looking for, but they have to look very carefully to try and work out who the king really is. Now, for the Queen of Sheba, that was a bit easier. She came most likely from somewhere in Africa, maybe even Aksum, an old place in the north of Ethiopia. She came from a long way away, hundreds of miles, because she'd heard about Solomon, and he was a very exciting king. She came to look for him. Now, I need your help to try and look for some things kind of around here that might be associated with a king. Can anyone see anything? Yes. There's a crown just here. You're quite right. Wonderful. Okay. A bit like we were just looking for this crown. The Queen of Sheba came to try and find a king. What do you think she looked for when she arrived in the right sort of place? What was she looking for? Gold and riches. Yeah, the sort of things that signify someone pretty important. Maybe a ruler. Yes, what else might she have looked for?
The star.
Oh, yes. We're going to come to the star in a second. Yeah, that comes into our next reading. A few stars and things. When the Queen of Sheba arrives in Jerusalem, what's she looking for? What sort of building is she looking for, perhaps?
A palace,
yes. She's looking for a palace, and she sees a wonderful palace. And she goes inside the palace. And then where do you think she looks for the king inside the palace? On a throne. Yes, all those signs leading you to the king. And she finds Solomon, and she has a great time. They talk about lots of things. She has lots of questions, lots of things on her mind. Do you hear that in the reading? She wants to talk about with Solomon. And he was known for his wisdom, and he shared his wisdom with her. And she went home amazed. I found a king, and it was well worth the trip. Okay, fast forward a few hundred years, Matthew's Gospel. And what do we have in Matthew's Gospel? What's similar in Matthew's Gospel, the reading we just heard? What's similar? Do you notice anything?
Star.
Yes, a star's involved. Okay, let's get the star out now. Okay, so there was a star in the sky. And what did the star bring to Jerusalem? Yeah, it was a sign. So somehow, we don't quite know how, it's a bit of a mystery. There were some wise men from far away, and they were watching the stars very carefully. And it seems they had some sort of promise that there'd be a sign, and they followed that star, and they came to Jerusalem. And what were they looking for? What did they say they were looking for when they arrived in Jerusalem? Someone who was a king. Yes, and you're quite right. The words really are someone who's been born a king. Now, are people normally born kings or queens? Like when they're first born, are they born kings or queens? Yes, well done. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. Are people normally born kings or queens? No, they're not. They're born princes or princesses. So already we're thinking something's a bit different about this guy. Something's a bit different about this king. Okay, so they arrive in Jerusalem, and if they'd been like the Queen of Sheba, where would they have looked for a king? Where did they go looking? Into a palace. But they're not interested in the palace. They're just roaming around Jerusalem, trying to find out where this king's been born. And in fact, I imagine that Herod gets a bit upset about this. He hears that they're looking for a king, and they haven't come to him. Because he's the one who thinks he's the king. He's sitting there on his throne in Jerusalem. He thinks, I'm the king. Why haven't they come to me? And he has to summon them. He has to send out a message to say, can you call them in? Because I'm a bit annoyed they haven't come to see me. They're looking for a king, and they haven't come to see me. And they're there in front of Herod, sitting on his throne in the palace, and they don't seem at all bothered about him. They know deep down that he isn't the king they're looking for. Even though he's there in a palace, sat on a throne, he doesn't seem to be the king they're looking for. No, they're looking for a different kind of king. And Herod asks, well, are there any sort of prophecies about where this king, this Messiah, is to be born? And can you all remember this? It'd be very impressive if you can remember what happens. Herod calls some advisors to come and give him some advice. What do they say? You're quite right. Yeah, there's a prophecy in the Old Testament. The king would be born in Bethlehem. So not in Jerusalem, where the king seems to be, but in another place completely. It's the town of King David, a king who'd gone before Herod. So this king wasn't found on a throne Where was he found instead? Where did the Magi find the king? Yeah.
In a barn.
In a stable, in a barn, yeah, absolutely. And lying in a manger. So it was the baby Jesus lying in a manger. And do you know what? The baby Jesus never really had a throne as you'd expect him to. He started out in a manger, and that's where he lay, and that's where the visitors came to see him. And then we find him later on sitting in a boat with fishermen who were his friends. We find him sitting on a mountain to teach. And then we find him on a cross. It's a strange sort of throne. You can see him up there in the stained glass window. Strange sort of throne. And then we find him in a tomb. Another strange place to find a king on his throne, in a tomb. So he's born a king, but he's a different kind of king. And we get lots of clues about that. Now, are there any clues in the gifts that the wise men bring? Can anyone see any gifts lying around? Anyone see any gifts? Can you see? Well, you've seen something. Okay, over here, yes? Great. What's this? I think this might be gold, you know? A bit of gold here. Yes, you can hold the gold. There we go. Right, okay. And I think, oh, there is some stuff under there. Right, okay. Let's see what this is. A bit of frankincense. Well done. Now, you won't be able to see it from over there, but hidden around here, okay. There's a little bit of myrrh as well. Okay, do you want to hold the myrrh? There you go. Okay, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So we've already had some clues that Jesus is going to be a different kind of king to the king that they might be expecting. What might these gifts tell us about the king? Does anyone know? What might the gold... Let's start with the gold. Anyone know what the gold might mean?
Gold crown.
Something to do with a gold crown? Yeah, absolutely. What else?
Rich.
Yes, sort of riches and things. Which is strange for Jesus, isn't it? Because for the rest of his life, he didn't live like a rich man. No, he lived like a very normal person. He came from a normal sort of family, had a very normal job, grew up as a carpenter, and then he was homeless for the rest of his life, without a place to lay his head, travelling from place to place. But something about him that has riches to it. Okay, gold. So that might be a bit more like your average king. Okay, how about the other gifts? So let's go to the frankincense. And what might this tell us about the king? You're quite right. It's got a very strong sort of smell, and they thought at that time it was a nice smell. Not all of us might like it, but I think it's quite a nice smell, frankincense. And it was used particularly for Jewish people in their sort of worship of God in the temple, a lot, a sort of cloud of frankincense. And so that was saying that maybe he's something to do with the temple, something to do with Jewish worship. That's another little clue about him. Okay, how about the myrrh? Who's got the myrrh? You've got the myrrh, haven't you? What do we know about the myrrh? Yes, they're sort of spices that you use on a dead body once someone has died. Now that's a strange gift to give to a baby, isn't it? It's not the normal thing you give to a baby. You might give them a soft, cuddly toy or something. But to give them spices for when they die is a strange thing to give them. So some clues that Jesus isn't your normal king. And so let's collect together some of the clues we have. So he's born a king, which seems to suggest that he doesn't fit into the other sort of lines of kings. Normally you have to wait for another king to die before a prince or a princess can then come to the throne. But he was born a king right from the start. A little clue that maybe his kingdom is slightly different from the other kingdoms. And then the way he lived his life. He didn't have lots of riches, didn't have a palace. Another clue that he was a different kind of king. Maybe a king who came to serve, but not to be served. The sort of king who served other people. Didn't have lots of people scurrying around after him. No, instead he scurried around after people himself, washing their feet and doing lots for people, to heal people and to help people. Did you want to say something?
He died on the cross and then he came to life.
Wonderful. Yeah, that fits in really well. He died on the cross and then he came to life. Another way in which he served us all, a servant king. That's wonderful. So I just wonder, this Christmas, if we, like Queen of Sheba, and like those Magi who came from the East, might make sure that we really look carefully for the true king. A bit like in Where's Wally, there are lots of things that might look sort of like Wally, but we actually have to find the right one. And those Magi had to be very careful, didn't they? They had to search carefully to find the true king. Have we searched carefully for Jesus to see really who he is and exactly what he came to do, the kind of king that he was, the kind of king that he claimed to be? And I love also that little note about the Queen of Sheba. She came with lots on her mind to talk to King Solomon about. Are we those who are ready to come with what we have on our mind to King Jesus, to share those things with him, to seek after him, to hear his answers, to hear his wisdom? And also, will we trust that he really is the king of another kingdom, a king who reigns forever, not just a king of one people in one place at one time, but a king whose kingdom is forever, reigning right now on his throne? I want to say a prayer for us, and then we're going to go back to our pews and carry on with the service. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for King Jesus. Thank you for all the clues in these parts of the Bible that he wasn't a normal king. No, he wasn't just a king for one people at one time in one place. He was a king for all time and for all people. Thank you for that wonderful news. Please help us to search carefully for him, to really come to him and really seek out exactly who he is and what he came to do and what he has to say to us. Please help us to be those who come to him with what's on our mind, to talk with him about what's going on in our lives, to ask him questions, to be ready to listen to him. And please help us to trust that he is king forever, a king we can know, a king we can trust in, and a king who came to serve us with his death. Please help us to think of all these things at Christmas and to celebrate for your name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Great. Well, thank you so much for all your help. Why don't you head back to your pews, and maybe if you could take your kneelers back with you. Thanks. The gifts are coming back. Gold and myrrh, frankincense. Wonderful.